Loud Sports 101.
Hello, welcome to a new podcast of Loud Sports 101. The NBA All-Star format has been changed, if you have not heard already. So instead of what it usually was, which was the best players from the East go against the best players from the West, now it is two team captains. I believe this year it is LeBron James and Steph Curry, and they will choose players from any conference. LeBron James can choose Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry can choose Isaiah Thomas. It does not matter what conference they are in. Odell Beckham Jr. is out for the season after fracturing some part of his leg. Joel Embiid has signed a new contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. Andrea Pirlo has announced he will retire at the end of the MLS season. Whitney Mercilus has gone down with a season-ending surgery, and unfortunately so has J.J. Watt. Obviously, to almost all of America, J.J. Watt isn't just a great person on the field, but off the field, with that donation to the victims of the hurricane in Texas. And Iceland has advanced to the World Cup after very shocking European Championship a couple years ago, where they beat England and actually went really far into the tournament until they lost to France. Adrian Peterson has moved to the Cardinals after a really short stint with the Saints. This was only his first year with the Saints. And now he's gone. He's literally played like 4 or 5 games. And shocking that Netherlands has turned out to not qualify for the World Cup, which is definitely very shocking due to the amount of talent that they have and the future amount of talent that they have. When Robin Van Persie and now John Robin, Wesley Sneijder, they have lots of great goalkeepers and a really good defense. But unfortunately, they did not make the World Cup, so that's a big disappointment. Especially after, last World Cup, they did finish third place, which is a big accomplishment. In the World Cup before that, they actually finished second place after losing to Spain in Andreas Iniesta's last-second goal. So it's pretty shocking that they actually could not make it to next year's World Cup, which is held in Russia. Before I talk about my hot topic today, I would just like to say none of the views that I'm about to share with you reflect on my own personal opinion. The only opinion I'm going to share is that I do believe that all people, no matter what race or anything, all have the same equal rights. Colin Kaepernick, as most even somewhat sports followers, even just basic news followers, now, as a quarterback, currently listed as a free agent in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick used to be a quarterback for the team, the San Francisco 49ers, where he led them to a Super Bowl. Now, Colin Kaepernick is in the middle of quite possibly one of the biggest sport outrages of all time. And this is about players kneeling during the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick kneeled during one of preseason games a couple years ago in the NFL. And that sparked an immediate outrage between a multitude of people. Some people believe that he should be able to kneel due to his basic right, but others believe that he shouldn't because it is the national anthem, the song representing the United States of America. But Colin Kaepernick continued to kneel, and more players followed. And this is now kind of turned into another pawn that politics has trapped in this game of, I don't even know what anymore, it's a never-ending game that politics has trapped and made into a pawn, as they've turned kind of the NFL into just to a little pawn of their game. And another thing is that this is a perfect example of the game telephone. For those of you who don't know, or maybe you caught something else, to me, telephone was when one person on one side of the classroom, most of you guys probably played this in elementary school or middle school, where one person on a, on the other side of the classroom, whispers something to someone else, who whispers it to someone else, and goes all the way throughout the whole entire classroom until the last person has to say what they heard last. And I believe the point of this game is to show that what the original idea was has changed into something totally different. This is just a large-scale version of that. Because Colin Kaepernick originally took a stand due to shootings ranging from months before to days before of black people by white officers. And he took a knee to stand for equal rights and to stop the killings that were ensuing. Now it seemed to turn into, people followed that for a little while. But now, after what Donald Trump said a couple weeks ago about calling NFL players who knee sons of explicit, it's now kind of turned into a hate for Donald Trump. And that is people's basic right, is to protest, and that's fine. But I do feel bad because, a point that needed to be issued, what Colin Kaepernick was standing for, has now turned into hate against Donald Trump. I've only seen one or two teams have actually come out and said that they are kneeling for what Colin Kaepernick kneeled for. But those teams, as I said, were limited and few. And to me, this has kind of ruined what the NFL is. Ruined what the NFL is. It's because now it's not even really a game of football anymore. If you go to any of the sports channels, almost any of them, one of the things they will be talking about the most, one of the highlights of the day, is kneeing during national anthem and what outrage that has caused. Even major news sites, Fox News, NBC News, CNN, almost any news site, if you go to that, I guarantee you one of the first things you see is about players kneeling during the national anthem in the NFL. And that's really taken away, kind of what football is. Football is not meant for that. Football is just meant to be a game that people are trying to play. But now it's just turned into a big debate spread over throwing a football. It's not really, it's kind of lost the meaning of football in that, because now the only suspense is not whether a team wins off of a Hail Mary to win a Super Bowl. It's how many players will knee, and how will this affect what the president's going to say next, and how will this affect what people believe and how many people watch the NFL. And it's kind of ruined how one knee on one issue has turned into a national debate. And that's one thing that I think sports is not a thing that it should be about. Sports is now, as I talked to you about, basically Republicans versus Democrats, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, like it was all before Donald Trump was elected president. And now this is just spread out. Instead of Hillary Clinton, it's just the hating of Trump and liking of Trump. And it's, like I said, it's kind of amazing how one issue has turned completely sideways and opposite. Basically, turn around, everything's changed about it. And now it's changed into not liking Donald Trump. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, that's fine. Like I said, this is not a podcast where I share my political views. It's simply a podcast where I talk about sports. But unfortunately, I've been trying to hold off this issue because it's difficult to talk about because of people with different ideas and stuff. But unfortunately, due to what has happened, this does need to be talked about. It has been talked about a lot, but I feel like I need to be a voice in this. So I feel like this is kind of ruined NFL. I don't really like to say that because the NFL is, that's what people look forward to. I sure as heck look forward to waking up every Sunday and watching NFL Red Zone. But now it's, Now it's basically just a zoom in, not NFL red zone, like in general, but like in all general football, it's not a zoom in the actual football game. It's a zoom in the players who kneel, the players who walk out during national anthem, the players who stand, the owners. How do they react? Do they kneel? Do they stand? They show up to the game. I know there was something with Mike Pence and how he walked out during an NFL game. I don't know the full story about that, so I'm not going to report anything else on that. But it's just amazing how politics has turned the NFL into another pawn in between Republicans and Democrats. Thank you for letting me talk about that. I know that's a pretty sensitive subject to lots of people. And it's to me, so that's why I didn't really want to commentate on it in the earlier weeks. But it had to be commentated on. The NFL is still going on. I actually believe there's lots of polls going around who people believe the NFL MVP is. And I know if you listen to my other podcast, I talked about why it can't be a running back, or that was specifically on the rookie of the year, why it can't be a running back simply because it's just influx of plays, and sometimes it's their day, sometimes it's not. But currently, I do believe that the NFL MVP is Aaron Rodgers, and I do believe it will continue to be Aaron Rodgers. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he, if you did not see, led an impressive game-winning drive against the Cowboys. And I believe that the Packers are now leading the NFC North. Also, the NBA is starting up in a couple of days. Less than 10. 8. 7 maybe. And unfortunately, I am a fan of Chicago Bulls. And trading away Jimmy Butler in return for Zach LaVine and losing Dwayne Wade, it's going to be a very difficult year. But I will survive as a Bulls fan. I probably won't. Also, the MLB has continued. And I know at the beginning of this podcast, at the very beginning, I talked about how much I do not like the MLB. But the World Series is coming soon, so I do feel the need to commentate on it. But the MLB team that I was somewhat following, the Arizona Diamondbacks, have gone eliminated after they got swept by the Dodgers. And the Yankees, I know, are still losing the series, or maybe the tied with the Indians and the Astros advanced. I know the Cubs and the Nationals played, and I think maybe the Nationals advanced, but then again, don't ask me, I'm not the baseball guy, as you guys know. I don't like that sport one bit. The NHL has begun, and, well, I mean, for those hockey fans out there that listen to this podcast, congratulations. I'm personally not a big fan of the NHL that much, but, whatever. And college football is still doing, thriving, as always. With actually new number one in Clemson, which is pretty shocking, but Alabama finished number two. Both teams were undefeated, and both teams have had impressive victories. Thank you for listening to another podcast of Hot Sports 101. I'll see you guys next week. This is Hot Sports 101, and I'm out.